Okay, so you know when you're like drafting these joint venture agreements as a law student, you always have to think about partnership disputes, right?
Oh yeah, big time.
And like what happens if things go sour?
Absolutely.
We're gonna like really zero in on a case today
Hit the
that I
dog.
think shows this so perfectly.
All right.
Howard Gault and Son Incorporated versus First National Bank of Hereford.
Interesting case.
Have you heard of this one?
Yeah, I've looked into this one a bit.
I think it just perfectly encapsulates this idea of substance over form
Oh, for sure. A classic
that we
example.
see in the law.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's something that you're going to see again and again
All over the place.
throughout your legal career.
Yeah, in all these different areas,
Definitely in partnership law.
especially with partners.
That's a really good illustration of that concept.
And you know the authority of a partner.
Right, exactly.
And so the really interesting question that I think this case asks
Yeah.
and really tries to answer is, can a legal partnership exist even when the people involved say they are not partners?
It's a tricky one, for sure.
Like they've explicitly said, no, we are not partners,
Right.
but then all their actions
Right.
point to a partnership. So
Yeah.
how do we untangle this?
Yeah. Well, to see how the court dealt with this, we need to look at the specifics of the case.
Okay.
So basically, this whole case, it comes from a disagreement over a check that was made out to Thomas and Galt,
Okay.
and then it was endorsed and deposited
Okay.
just by Thomas.
So just by one of the parties.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So let's break down who's who in this case.
Yeah, let's lay it out.
The plaintiff who brought the lawsuit, that was Howard Gault and Son Incorporated.
Okay.
The defendants were the First National Bank of Hereford.
Okay.
That's where the check was deposited.
Right.
And then also N.E. Pittman.
Okay.
He was initially involved in the suit, but it was later determined that he wasn't really a key player.
Okay, so we can kind of leave him off to the side
Exactly.
for this discussion.
But the big question in this case
Yeah.
was whether or not there was a legal partnership between Galt and Thomas.
Okay.
If there was, then Thomas's endorsement of the check by himself
Right.
might have been totally fine.
Totally legitimate.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was what the court had to decide.
So Gault is saying, look, there's no partnership.
Right.
Thomas had no business
No authority.
endorsing that check,
Right.
especially on behalf of like my company.
Yeah.
And, you know, therefore the bank shouldn't have accepted it.
Right. The bank is liable here
Exactly.
for conversion.
Right. And so for those who haven't heard of
Yeah,
conversion,
good point.
there's, you know,
It basically means that you're taking someone else's property,
yeah,
using it
doing whatever you want with it.
without their permission.
It's not yours. It's
Exactly.
like classic stealing
Right.
in a very,
Fancy
yeah.
legal
Oh,
term.
exactly. Okay.
But here's where it gets tricky.
Yeah.
And this is where the substance over form thing really comes in.
Let's get into it.
So Galt and Thomas, they actually did have written agreements.
Okay.
And these agreements
Explicitly.
explicitly stated they weren't partners.
Okay.
On paper, their relationship was landlord and tenant.
All right, but I have a feeling there's more to this.
There's always more to the story,
Yeah,
right?
the devil's in the details.
Yeah, so while they said no partnership, those same agreements also had this whole framework for sharing profits and losses
Okay.
from their farming business.
Interesting.
Plus, Thomas could take on debts for the farm,
Okay.
and those debts would be legally binding on Galt.
So they're trying to have it both ways.
Right.
They're saying, oh, we're not partners, but
Yeah, but we're going to act like we are in all
yeah.
these key ways.
That seemed pretty partnery.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then you've got the check itself,
Yeah.
issued by Pittman,
Right.
made payable to Thomas and Galt, and it was for Milo from their farming operation.
Okay.
The bank took this check
Yeah.
and deposited it into Thomas's personal account just based on his signature on the back.
So that signature,
Yeah.
that endorsement is what sparked this whole thing.
That's what kicked off the lawsuit.
Galt's saying, you
Yeah.
can't do that.
Right.
No partnership.
Yep.
So the court has to figure this out.
Right. They had to answer a really important legal question.
Yeah. What's the question?
Okay, so if the parties say in writing, we are not partners, can their actions and their intent to do things that actually make them partners,
Yeah.
can that outweigh what they wrote down?
It's a tough one.
It really is.
Okay.
The court had to decide, do we focus on the label or the reality?
On the paper
Right.
or on the action,
Exactly. And for
what did
that,
they use? What framework?
they turn to the Texas Partnership Act,
Okay.
which basically says a partnership is when two or more people act as co-owners of a business
Okay.
for profit.
Makes sense.
And here's the key quote:
Yeah.
intent to do things that constitute a partnership determines the relationship's existence.
So that's saying it doesn't matter what you say on paper.
Exactly.
It matters what you do.
It's all about the substance of the relationship.
The actions.
Yeah, the reality of your business.
Oh, okay.
So what were the things that made the court say,
yeah,
this is a partnership?
What were the signs?
All right, well, first,
yeah,
profit and loss sharing was huge.
Okay.
The fact that they were splitting profits.
You're right.
After expenses.
Yeah.
That was a major sign of partnership.
Makes sense. You're sharing in the good and the bad.
Yeah, you're both taking on the risks.
The risk, yeah.
Right.
Right. Okay, what else?
Mutual agency was really important, too.
Okay.
So the fact that Thomas could incur debts for the farm.
Right.
And Galt would be responsible.
Uh-huh.
That shows they each had the power to act for the other.
Like one partner could sign a contract.
Exactly.
And the other would be on the hook.
Exactly. So Thomas wasn't just acting for himself.
Right. He was acting for both of them.
Exactly.
Okay.
The court also looked at how they presented themselves to the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
They had accounts with companies like Pittman.
That were in the name.
In the name of Thomas and Galt.
Interesting. So it really did seem like they were a unit.
Yeah, like one business entity.
To anyone looking from the outside.
Right.
Got it.
And then finally,
yeah,
their past behavior was a big factor.
Okay, how so?
Well, the court pointed out that Pittman had sent other checks,
uh-huh,
also payable to Thomas and Galt. And Howard Galt and Son Incorporated had cashed those checks.
Without any problems.
No problem at all.
So that's like...
So it seemed like they were okay.
Yeah, you're contradicting your current argument.
Right. Their actions didn't match their words.
Okay.
So based on all of that, the appellate court upheld the trial court's decision.
Okay.
They said there was a partnership.
Even though they said otherwise.
Exactly. Actions speak louder than words.
Got it.
And because of that,
Thomas's
endorsement on that check was totally valid.
The bank was... in the clear.
Right.
Okay.
So the big lesson here.
Yeah.
Is that what you do matters more than what you say.
Huge takeaway.
Especially when it comes to partnerships.
Yeah. So don't just say you're not partners.
Right.
You got to actually structure everything.
Yeah. The whole agreement needs to reflect that.
To back that up.
Exactly.
Okay.
This case also brings up this idea of third party reliance.
Okay.
So banks and other businesses.
Yeah.
They can usually rely on the apparent authority.
Of people in a business.
Yeah, even if there are internal agreements saying something different.
Especially if they've done business that way before.
Especially if there's a history there.
Okay, so this matters for us as future lawyers.
Oh, huge implications when you're advising clients about business relationships.
Like joint ventures.
Exactly. You can't just put in a clause that says, we're not partners. You have to think about profit sharing.
Right.
Decision making. Who's liable for debts?
Yeah.
How they interact with the outside world.
Make sure it all lines up.
It all has to be consistent.
Otherwise, the court might say,
otherwise,
you're a partnership.
Exactly.
Even if you don't want to be.
Yep.
So those no partnership clauses, they can be meaningless.
If you don't back them up with your actions.
If your actions are telling a different story.
Exactly.
So substance over form.
Always.
Huge lesson here.
Big time.
Okay. And just to wrap things up.
Yeah.
The appellate court dismissed the appeal.
Right.
And they just totally affirmed the trial court's judgment.
Which means the bank and Pittman won.
They were in the clear.
Yeah.
So in the end, what we really learned from Howard Galt is that actions speak louder than words.
Absolutely.
You can't just say you're not partners.
You got to act like.
If you're doing all the partner things, you're a partnership.
The court will see right through it.
Yeah.
So as you keep learning about the law.
Think about this idea.
Think about where else this substance over form idea comes up.
In other areas of the law?
Yeah. Are there other times when just the words aren't enough?
When you need to look deeper.
Exactly.
Okay, this has been so interesting.
It's a great case.
It really is.
So many important takeaways.
Thank you so much for breaking this down with me.
My pleasure. Always happy to talk about these things.
Yeah, always good to see how legal principles play out in real life.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.